From a counterintelligence perspective, it's the foreign intelligence services that we fight every day who seek to do us harm, steal our government secrets, are trying to recruit U.S. government employees, trying to steal secrets, proprietary information from the private sector. And we also have internal adversaries, those individuals who work in the United States government who seek to do us harm.
Spies.
Spies and leakers, like Snowden and Manning. So there's a differentiation between spies and leakers, but they sometimes cause the same amount of damage.
Give me a sense of how you handle the difference between the two, or what your role is when it comes to the identification of these.
Well, the identification of the spies and leakers is primarily relegated to agencies like the FBI, who work domestically to identify those spies. Subsequent to a prosecution of a spy, our job here in NSAC is to put together a comprehensive damage assessment. What damage did that spy or leaker cause to the U.S. government and to private industry? And how can we quantify that in a dollar value or in capabilities and equipment and systems that might have been compromised?
You talked about Snowden for a second there. Edward Snowden left this country. He went to China, and then he ended up in Russia, which is where I think he is today. In 2011, your office named China and Russia as the top threats for spying on U.S. industry. Are they still as active today?
Yes, JJ, they are. As a matter of fact, I think they're probably more active than they've been. I think their modus is still there. Their intent is still there. But what they've done is they've increased their capabilities. With the exponential increase in cyber capabilities, electronics, capabilities, tradecraft. They're getting faster and smarter about how they seek to steal our information, and we need to be faster and smarter about how we defend it.
What exactly are China and Russia after?
I think, JJ, they're after whatever they can get. So, you know, look at China specifically. They want to be an economic world power. So anything that has to do with their economy, they'll steal from factory information to bioproducts to manufacturing products to thermal engineering. Recently, there was a case, Pittsburgh Corning Glass, where they tried to steal thermal insulation from the windows, all the way to U.S. government secrets and how to build a warfighter plane.
Are they that robust? Are their capabilities that robust, first China, then Russia?
Yeah, they are. And I think if you look at a microcosm of the millennial set of folks we have in the United States, the capabilities they have in cyber, and it's not just the foreign governments, but it's also criminal elements and individuals who seek to do harm that maybe aren't tied to a foreign government, but the capabilities on a cyber technical perspective are so vast and speedy right now. The ability to steal mass amounts of information expeditiously out of a system can happen in minutes. So it's not just the protection of the human being, but how fast that we can protect our systems from being exposed.